Blog Talk Radio.
To take off. Welcome, welcome. This is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Welcome to 2018 and welcome to our Friday edition of Awaken to Empowerment. This is Carol Ann Parisi, your empowerment diva, transformation diva. Yes, indeed. What do you want to accomplish this year? Do you finally start that business? You need to create that ideal relationship, become financially free, meet your weight loss goals? Well, here we are. We're your source for hope with conscious solutions for these tumultuous transitional times. It's time to awaken to empowerment with Carol Ann Parisi. That's me. You know, the brilliance is in the basics. And got to just go ahead and realize it's time to awaken to consciousness. It's time to create your ideal life. What are your solutions to create your ideal life? Well, it's right here because it's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken time to timeless truths. It's time to go from transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. Excuse me. It's time for a paradigm shift, and it's time for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life. Discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom, loving souls. It's time for Awaken Empowerment Radio, your authentic guide for your journey towards self-empowerment. Remember, you cannot change what you don't confront. So we had a good show yesterday, and we talked, we did a little bit with the Motivation Manifesto, which we'll tap into again. We went ahead and did a little discussion on goal setting. Did you do the goal setting? Have you sat down and actually done the goal setting? Have you done the identify what you need to change, what your roadblocks are? Have you gotten in touch with why it's hard for you to create goals? You know, have you done the introspect work? Very important to do that. And, you know, it's great to write it down because you can declare it, but when you decree it, write it down. To decree it is to write it down. It gives it more power. But start thinking about yourself and think about why you are the way you are, what you could do to change, what's precluding you from your goals, why some of these things just don't work out the way you want them to. Are you your own self-sabotager? A lot of us do that. A lot of us do that. But hopefully you wrote down some of those goals. And, you know, there's specific objectives to getting to goals. An objective is a specific step, a milestone, which enables you, it's like the stepping stone to accomplish your goal. You know, a series of small goals, a series of small objectives, a series of small milestones help you to build your goals. And then your goals start building upon each other. And it's really very, very, it's much more productive than just random goals. So, you know, you've got to know where you're going. Clarity is power. We've said it a million times. You've got to get your thinking right. You know, I go really deep dive into some of these things with my private coaching clients. So, you know, feel free to contact me personally on Facebook and I would love to give you a coach assessment, see where you're at. But, you know, we all need someone. We all need someone to help us. Everyone does. I do. I've got great coaches. I've had great mentors in my life. But, you know, need to start focusing on where you're at and where you want to go. And that is clarity. And as we've said before, clarity is power. And you cannot change what you don't confront. So if you've got some roadblocks in your life and you're resisting changing them, take a look at that. Why? Why is that resistance? Why do you resist doing some of the things that you, in your solid mind, you know, if you were coaching someone else, you'd be like, you know, you need to change that. Why are we, you know, attached to our thoughts, our habits, our attitudes, our behavior? Remember, thoughts are things. Thoughts with action, you know, is superpower. Thoughts are powerful. Thoughts with compelling action, superpower. So, you know, spend some time and kind of be pensive about what your stumbling blocks are, what's precluding you from getting to that next level, what you really desire, and why. Get that why. Get that compelling why. And then, you know, make sure you clean out that stinking thinking. And, you know, the negative energy suckers, get away from them too. You know, if someone's being really negative, you just got to be honest and say, you know, that negative energy is just not vibing high for me. Because, you know, when you put out negative energy, it gives a negative vibration. And negative vibration is not positive. And when it's not positive, it doesn't move us forward. So it's more than just positive thinking. It's positive vibratory energy that manifests itself in the universe. When you put a positive energy out there, you're going to attract positive things. It's kind of the opposite of a magnet. Magnets, you know, positive is negative. So, I mean, but it doesn't work that way in the law of attraction, you know. Our Bible even says, you know, take every thought captive. So, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, you know, you got to think. And it's got to be in your heart. This has got to really come from a heartfelt place. You've got to really start looking at yourself and the whole perspective. Because ultimately what the goal is freedom and financial freedom. Because when you're financially free, think of how many more people you can help. Think of how much more you can do. That's, you know, if you're just being a multi-gazillionaire just so you can just have more shit, that's probably stupid. I mean, how many Ferraris and Lambos do you really need? I mean, you know, I'm not against having really nice, you know, high-profile cars or high-profile homes and several. That's great. But there's got to come a point where the stuff just has got to just, you know, the philanthropy has really got to be there. And a lot of times, you know, the more philanthropic you are, the more it comes back to you. When you're philanthropic and you don't have it, the universe knows that, okay? So you're going to be someone that will do much better in life, because the more philanthropic you are, the more chances you have of really getting to the next level of a fabulous destiny. So that's just some thoughts here today. We are going to go through the Motivation Manifesto, and we ended yesterday where it said, "We shall reclaim our agenda." That was the last sentence. Something inside is sabotaging our natural drive toward freedom. We just said that. We talked about our self-saboteurs. It whines and roars for us to stop when we push beyond our comforts. Yes, that good old comfort zone. Whenever we choose to be authentic and loving in a scary world, whenever we seek to make a difference at the cost of our own position, whenever we desire something magnificent that to obtain would require hardship and work, our internal demons poison us with worry and fear whenever we may be vulnerable, stunting our growth and vitality. Our destiny is decided by how well we know our demons of doubt and delay. Yes, this is exactly what we were talking about. how well we defined against them and how many battles we win against them each day of our lives. Without self-mastery, we are slaves to fear. With it, greatness and transcendence is ours. For this, we now declare we shall defeat our demons. Those are exactly the things we were just talking about those particular things that you really need to know what your blocks are, you know. And then you need to know the positive, too. But most of us are not maturing as fast as we are able. We are constant, on a constant pause. We wait to find out who we are, to declare our dreams, to struggle for what we want, to open ourselves up fully to love and life. We await personal courage to rise within us, or for society to grant us some ill-defined permission to activate our potential. We have forgotten that courage is a choice, and that permission to move forward with boldness is never given by the fearful masses. Most have forgotten that seeking change always requires a touch of insanity. If taking action before the perfect conditions arise or before we receive permission, it's unreasonable or reckless, then we must be unreasonable and reckless. We must remember, we are not the sum of our intentions, but of our actions. Bold and disciplined initiative is our savior. It allows us to rise up, leap, soar to the heights of true greatness. We must not lose the urgency of this moment as it begs for us to begin something grand and important. For this, we now declare we shall advance with abandon. So, that is so true. I know many of the things I have started in my life, you know, I just did it. It was like, ready, fire, aim. And then, you know what happens when you start opening these doors? Now, I'm not saying go, you know, invest in a $20 million business that you know nothing about, okay? I mean, you have to have some reality and responsibility there. But, you know, sometimes it's good times just to go for it. Just to go for it. Just to figure out what it is that you got to do and who it is you want to do it with. And, you know, having good partners is so important. Good mentors, good partners. But sometimes you just got to jump. And hopefully you know where you're at, you know what your obstacles are, and then you do everything you can in your mental power to defeat them. Hopefully you keep a positive mental attitude. You keep positive so you can really soar and get things done. And, you know, life is very, very wonderful. Gratitude is the attitude. Hopefully we are keeping the attitude. But remember, you can't create your ideal life. Your thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. Yes, you can. Financial Freedom Friday. So hopefully you're grateful for everything that you have, and hopefully you've done some good things for other people this week. And now start looking at your own financial freedom and start creating your financial goals and get crazy with it, you know. Get crazy with it. Hopefully everybody's stuck with their New Year's resolutions, that resolve, that passion with purpose. You know, keto is kind of a thing. I got some really good articles on keto. I've been just doing lean, green, clean food with a little bit of intermittent fasting. So that's working for me. I'm also a certified professional personal trainer, lifestyle, weight management coach, life coach, so an entrepreneur extraordinaire. So feel free to contact me. Find me on Facebook. This is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment Radio, because it's time. It really is. It's time to create your ideal life. You can. And create, advance with abandon. Remember, you can be, do, have whatever your heart desires, and you can be free. And when you are free, you get nothing better than the peace of mind that comes with freedom. Join me again next time at Awaken to Empowerment Radio. This is Carol Ann Parisi. I want to thank you again. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. go create your ideal life because you can. Yes, you can. Ciao, ciao for now. Bye-bye.